going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we've been digging heavy into the Texans today. The move last night, 25th pick gets traded. They trade with the New York Giants. Giants move up from 34 to 25. They draft Jackson Dart. The Texans move back to 34. They pick up an extra third-round pick this year, so they've now got 3 third-round picks tonight, and they pick up an extra third next year. They've now, in 2026, got their own first-round pick to go with 2 picks in the second, third, and fourth round each next year. So they've got 7 picks next year in the first 4 rounds. That'll equate to 5 in the top 100. You know, usually the end of the third round, that's when the comp picks start coming in. Usually it's, the end of the third round is about pick 100, thereabouts. So they're pretty well set up in terms of draft capital to either use it to pick players or go do things tonight. If I had to guess, Seth, is we're about to dig into a mock draft for tonight from Chris Trapasso of CBSSports.com. I respect these guys that stay up until 2 in the morning doing a mock draft for tonight to get it out there on the internet before guys like us wake up.
They're auto-loading this thing.
Whatever. You know, they're doing something. Dude, I was so ready. They're sitting at a computer having to post something. At 12:30 at night, I respect even just that instead of going to bed. I was tired last night.
Yeah.
So Chris Trapasso, CBSSports.com, we'll get into in just a second. You know, this is one of those things. He's got the Texans using all 5 of these picks. He's got no trades in here. I think
the one thing
I'm pretty confident in is as the Texans, Seth, sit on 34, 58, 79, 89, and 99 overall picks tonight, that they will not use all 5 of those picks themselves to grab players.
Mm-hmm.
There will be trades tonight, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
But let's do this, all right? So this is, and this might be a proof that they were auto-loading.
Yeah.
With the 34th overall pick in the Chris Trapasso CBSSports.com mock draft. Aggies will be happy, I guess, or maybe not. I don't know. Tell us, Aggies. Nick Skirton, defensive lineman from Texas A&M, is the pick at 34.
Oh, I would be really surprised if it was Nick Skirton. An edge rusher. Yeah, and it's, you know, if you're going to a tiebreaker for whether you got guys equally rated and you want to go for something that can make more of an immediate impact.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a 257-pound edge rusher.
Yeah.
He's not a guy that can move inside and play defensive tackle on third downs or anything else like that.
Bad pick.
So, yeah, I would be really, really surprised if the Texans draft Nick Skirton. And I know the fans would be upset about it. Even people who like Nick Skirton would say, like, what the hell are you doing here? Wait a second.
Yeah.
You left Travion Henderson on the board?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, along those lines, Seth, hey, Ben, real quick, with the 35th overall pick, the Tennessee Titans select Luther Burden III, wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
So not only are you passing on him there, a very talented wide receiver, he's getting drafted by the team that just drafted Cam Ward with the first overall pick. You know, you're getting a weapon for a quarterback in your division there. So,
did you say 35th pick, right?
35th pick for Luther Burden.
Okay,
yeah, yep, 35th.
I thought you said 33rd pick, and then I got all screwed. I was like, boy, I am genuinely not with it right now.
Nope.
Okay,
35th pick. All right, so let's look at a – oh, by the way, hey, real quick, with the 37th overall pick, 37th overall pick. The Las Vegas Raiders select Shedeur Sanders, quarterback.
Ah.
So that's where he ends up going. Boy, this is going to be an interesting thing for Shedeur, who couldn't shut up about changing the culture everywhere he's been.
Mm-hmm.
He will likely be a backup wherever he goes now, I would
probably
imagine.
Probably. Well, other than the Browns, I think he'd have an honest chance. It's going to be him versus Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, yeah. You know? You're right. If the Browns try, I happen to listen to Cleveland radio this morning, and it sounds like nobody in Cleveland really wants them. They are, now that they've made that trade with the magnificent Gladstone, they're about the long play in Cleveland.
We're not afraid.
Next year's class of quarterbacks.
We know that the owners in Cleveland are not afraid to step in. And lately, what the owners of the Browns have been saying is like, we're really sorry we screwed up with the Deshaun Watson thing. It was our fault. Blame us. Blame us.
Yeah.
I don't think they want that kind of drama right there. The owners, rarely do I say, what does the owner want other than Jerry Jones? I think with the Browns, you're exactly right. I don't think the owners want any part of all the drama that would come with Shedeur Sanders. Whether you think it's not Shedeur Sanders' fault or not, they just don't want that drama.
Yeah, yeah. And especially now that they didn't take Travis Hunter, because that would have been some of the sell to the fan base, would have been your pairing those two guys. Mm-hmm. They drafted Mason Graham. They drafted a big white interior off defensive lineman.
Which, by the way, Mason Graham does not look the way.
Save it. We're doing a petty cast at 8 o'clock. Save it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a petty cast. We're doing an emergency draft petty cast at 8 o'clock.
I got to think if you hadn't done it. Okay, I'll save it.
All right. Who else do the Texans take in this Chris Trapasso mockaroo here, the second and third rounds, with the 58th pick? Which there's like a 70% chance they don't use. They're going to move up. Jonah Savanea, interior offensive lineman. Now that from Arizona. That is a name that has popped up on the text page as to somebody that could help. That would help soothe some of the wounds that some of the people who feel wounded from the Texans moving out of the first round. Savanea is a name that excites some people.
No, and he is. He's played all over the offensive line and, take 40 times and whatnot with a grain of salt. But just sometimes they are a good indicator of, okay, this guy's way more athletic than your average 324-pounder.
Yeah.
He had the second-fastest 10-yard split out of the offensive lineman. Okay. I care about that. He's explosive out of his stance, and he plays that way.
It matters,
So, Savanea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boy, Savanea is a guy that we haven't talked a whole lot about because we were fixated on the first round.
Yeah.
Here
we are.
We didn't want to talk about the potential of Nick trading out of the first round, even though we damn well knew in our core beings that it was a possibility.
Yeah, man.
Savanea would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Savanea would provide a lot of what I think the Texans are looking to instill. He's still actually... He's got some work to do as a run blocker, but it's not that he's incapable of it.
Yep. All right, the last three picks here, 79, 89, and 99, which I feel very strongly that the Texans will not be using all of those picks to pick players. At least one of them will get mixed into a trade, but let's do it. With the 79th pick, Elik Ayemanur, wide receiver, Stanford. So a Stanford wide receiver with the 79th overall pick.
That would be, let's see, now who the Texans take in the first one of this? That was so long ago, I don't remember. Or in the first pick in the second draft of this?
The first pick in the second round, the 34th overall pick, they took the Skirton kid from A&M.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that.
So they took Skirton. So they haven't taken, they haven't taken a wide receiver yet.
This would be perceived as a reach, that this is a guy that could have gone in the third or fourth round, and or not a reach, but like, okay, it's
overdrafted,
not like you're getting a value or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there's, like, as it is with all of these wide receivers, I think that he's there's something missing that kept him from going higher. In his case, it that he's kind of raw and underdeveloped,
mm-hmm.
and that you look at him and you think, okay, there's definite upside there. He's got the height, the weight, and the speed and all of that.
Yeah.
Reports on his work ethic are good. So, but he's going where he's going for a reason.
Yeah. The next one, the 89th overall pick, Barrett Carter, linebacker, Clemson. If you've watched Barrett Carter film, Seth, you're a better man than I am. Have you watched him at all?
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say that my thing with this would be that some of the guys still on the board here, there's some interesting value here. Deion Walker, the defensive tackle from Kentucky, massive human being who I've seen mock to the Texans in the second round. He's there on the board. Miles Frazier, the interior offensive lineman for LSU, is still on the board. Now, granted, you just took Jonah Savanea with a pick. Caleb Johnson, the running back from Iowa, who I think visited the Texans, is on the board here. This extra draft capital, if some of the upshot of this is they wind up with a running back that's a pretty good running back in this, that'll be something that really helps me process not getting Matthew Golden yesterday.
If Taylor from LSU were still available when they took Savanea, I would have been I would have preferred
the tight
Taylor
end
at that
Mason
point.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Jason Taylor's kid. He's son.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yep,
yeah,
son of Jason Taylor.
Well, that's what's working against him.
Yeah,
he's a son of a legendary NFL player.
That's right. Oh yeah.
Nobody will ever draft a guy who's a son of a legendary NFL player
keeps people down. Yeah. Kyle Williams is a name that's popping up on the text page as somebody the Texans could take that would make them feel better about things. For what it's worth, he's going with the first pick in the third round of this mock. He's the wide receiver. He's the wide receiver out of Washington State who was asked at the either Senior Bowl or Combine. I can't remember which. I think it was the Senior Bowl. Who do you pattern your game after? And he said Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell. And that got Texan fans very excited about him. Kyle Williams out of Washington State.
And that would be, what's the overall pick for that?
He got picked at 65. I'm just saying there are
He was already gone.
He was
okay,
gone. There are texters that are saying that if they drafted him, they'd feel better about the draft.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, you ready to do a petty cast, buddy? You ready to get petty? The things we were most petty about in last night's draft, Texans or otherwise, we will do an emergency petty cast coming up next. But first, West Point Lincoln. By the way, the other pick the Texans took in that mock draft was C.J. West, defensive tackle out of Indiana, just to put a bow on that.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.